Welcome back to Amolo Docs Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder, CardTech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolo Docs Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 24 of the continuous educational series and interviews. In this episode, I'll talk about document versioning in document management. I hope this will give you insights when you are making the decision to go paperless. What is document versioning or document version control in document management? Version control comes in when you're managing different variations of the same document. Different series of drafts documents are tracked. When a document is generated, it can be altered and sent for reviews quite a number of times in order to have the final document ready. Document version control should be managed with care to reduce the possibility of erroneous version numbers, loss of document, or replacement of one's work. There is need to know when and how it's updated to be able to track and control different versions of the document. This ensures that when changes are made to a document, it is known and approved by the owner of the document and the involved stakeholders. This is very important in spaces where documents are shared amongst multiple people. Document version control in paper-based document management is done manually, where an employee manually defines the version number depending on the process. Some businesses may even opt to use spreadsheets for this process. Using a document management system with an inbuilt document control software would ease managing the document versions. With the document management systems, mistakes are reduced and versioning is automated, and working on a document is always current. So, what is the importance of document versioning in document management? Document versioning or version control clearly identifies the development of a document. This can be the drafting of a new policy, a new process, or a new publication. This eventually converts into a final document. Changes can also be made by different stakeholders, but saved as different versions. Having these different identifiable and easily accessible versions allows the development of the document to be understood. This allows going back to previous versions to determine when certain decisions were made. So some of the use cases of document version control in document management includes, number one, when you need to share a document with multiple people, but don't want anyone to make changes without your approval, or you don't want them to copy each other's work or by accident. And number two, when you need to store different versions of a document for future reference. The third one is when you need to store your personal notes or drafts for future reference. And the fourth one is when you're collaborating with others on a simple project proposal and want everyone to have access to all the same information. How does document version control work in document management? Document version control works where different versions of a document exist and are necessary. It enables tracking back from the creation stage, easing audit tracking. Document version control is achieved by adding numbers at the end of the file title, with each successive draft numbered sequentially into a finalized version. In addition to adding the version number to the file title, the version number should also be displayed within the document. The document number should appear on any document title page and also on the header and footer of the page. To ensure against accidental loss of the final version of the document, a read-only tag can be applied. What are the best practices of document version control in document management? For version control to work, there are certain best practices that would ease the process. One of them is the naming convention. Having a standard naming convention across all aspects of the organization will help original writers keep the original documents and track changes. With a standard naming convention, keeping track of old versions, revisions, comments, and other important aspects will be consistently maintained. How does naming convention help in document version control? It controls incidences of accidentally overwriting previous versions of a document. It enables knowing which version of the document is latest, and it also enables knowing which version has been approved. This reduces time wastage on determining which is the right version. The second one is the version numbers. A document must exist to enable managing its different versions, which reflect any minor or major changes. If the working units are with other businesses, the best thing to do is to maintain a consistent version numbering across board. This makes the process easier and less complicated. The numbering depends on the number of modifications, but it has to be sequential. Document version control table is the third one. A document control table is created at the beginning of every created document for keeping version records. For paper-based document management, a spreadsheet can be created for keeping the versioning records. This includes the different document versions, creators of each version, creation date, and who approved it in case of approval. How do you get the most out of document version control in document management? To get the full impact of document version control in document management in your business, certain factors would be applicable to ensure things are on the right track. One of the factors includes ensuring every document in the workplace is included. This will ensure the whole company is using the document version control tools. The company should make sure that using the system is a habit and all relevant employees are granted access to the tool. And another one is not to use it as a backup system. This tool provides remote backup to the documents, but it is not the same as a full backup system with similar core functionalities and features. Then another one includes easily readable document format. This means that every relevant person is able to access the files without reformatting. Regular reviewing of the documents to ensure the document is always in an updated version is another factor. And another factor is the folder and file name should be consistent with a document management system. It's automated, whereby with the paper-based document management, spreadsheets or Word documents are used and they have to be manually updated frequently. Document management systems with version control make life a lot more simpler. I hope this episode will bring value to you in the digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique. You may come with a different set of goals and challenges, as we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be a confusing process with many electronic document management systems in the marketplace, making it difficult to know which one is the right one. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. This can be a very costly affair. This is where we can come in if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening, and please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you. Let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye.